Last interview before we go through all the scratchings is Peter Snowden. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. You'll be able to, after you clean out the boxes and do all the morning jobs, mate, you'll be able to have a little snooze. You're only in the last three now.
Yes, yeah, no, we've got a soft day with a couple of elsewhere to keep us busy, but yes, it's a late afternoon start for us here in Sydney.
Yeah, good morning, people. Hopefully the wait will be worth it, and you've got three really good chances to end off the day, starting in race seven with Natalia. We were just talking to Timmy Clark earlier. He picks up the ride on your sprinter, and, gee, she was really impressive first up at Gosford.
She did win well first up, Ray, yeah. Had a lovely run in the race, and she's really good late, which is great to see. She's always shown nice ability, but always been a bit immature and light, but she has seasoned a good bit from a good spell last prep, so... she's shown the benefit of that nice long spell. So she's in with a chance today. Just a little bit unknown on this sort of heavy ground.
Yeah.
But she has handled a soft track well in the past.
Well, Charitara did get through the heavy pretty well last start. He was ambushed late by No Doubt, but he's rock hard fit. He's raced well right through the winter, and he's got to be a strong chance in race eight for you.
Absolutely. I think he handled it really well here the other day. I was a little bit sceptical about how heavy he would get through it, but I thought he ran great. A similar sort of race today, and a good draw, and still down the weight, so he gets another chance to have a crack to win a race in town.
Yep. And Pete, in the last misstep, I know you've always liked this filly. I thought her return showed me a couple of things. It was a great Blake Shinn ride, I know, but the filly showed real intent, real desire to win, and she really stormed through the line. It was a terrific return, and how she trained on, and will she get through the heavy track conditions this afternoon?
Yeah, she's handled soft tracks well in the past, Ray, but just heavy nine that later in the day, you know, it's going to be pretty bad. Down the weights, if it's going to help, but she's trained on really well. I work on Tuesdays as good as I've ever seen her work. So she's going in the race in good order. Two trials, one run going in. Probably 14 is probably a max distance, and I would like to go on there probably after another run under a belt. You can't always get what you want, but look, I've been really happy with her. Worked very strongly on Tuesday. Does handle soft ground. Got a nice draw in a race where she seems to get the right sort of run of the race, a nice bit of speed in it, and certainly going well enough to suggest she won. Very hard to beat again today.
Yeah, she looks well placed there. And Pete, finals day at Flemington, you have got a runner in the sprint series final, Holy Blade. Both his runs back have been terrific, and he's at decent each way odds here.
Absolutely, great chance. Very similar field to what he met last start. There's only a few that aren't in the race that were in there, but look, he's trained on really well, and I think he's been looking for 1,200 metres his last two starts, so I think he gets that today. Nice draw. Yeah, it's a very even race, but I think he's in and up to his ears.
And just finally, Pete, five runners. I think you're still running all five at Newcastle. Is there the best from the stable up there as well?
Yeah, there's a couple of nice horses there, but it's good to see a good track up there. It's only a five, I think, which is going to give them their chances. But not a standout, Ray, but they've all found a nice race to be competitive.
No, fair enough. Look, thanks for joining us, Pete. As Andrew said, you got a bit of a wait, but then the last three races, the stable's got terrific chances today at Randwick. Best of luck this afternoon.
Good on you, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Thanks, mate.